Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, September the 22nd, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you have poured out upon us day by day. We thank you for the information that you have given. And today, as we continue our study, we ask that you would fill us with understanding, that as we see the things that are happening around us, we would recognize that this is your love as you prepare us for that which is to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to share an article with you from the Huffington Post. That would be the Huffington Post. And the article was published on April the 27th, 2021. The writer of the article is Travis Waldron, W-A-L-D-R-O-N. And the title of the article is A Radical Right-Wing Dream to Rewrite the Constitution is Close to Coming True. Now, of course, this is part two. We dealt with this on yesterday. It was quite an article, and I didn't want to leave it unfinished. So today we're going to try to finish it up. In the Huffington Post, published on April the 27th, 2021, the title of the article is A Radical Right-Wing Dream to Rewrite the Constitution is Close to Coming True. And that, of course, is part two from what we did yesterday. Now, I want you to pay close attention to this. And if you can get your hands on this article, it would be worthwhile for you to read the entire thing yourself. Many of the things that you see happening now, some of the changes in some of the voting in some of the states, they're voting out things that were standing forever, ever since the nation began. But now they're trying to change the entire nation. And of course, you know what that means. You know that we were warned of this quite some time ago. And in that quote that I read for you last time, Testimonies Volume 5, page 451, when Protestantism shall stretch her hand across the gulf to grasp the hand of the Roman Church, when she shall reach across the abyss, remember that quote, don't you? To clasp hands with the spiritualism, when under the influence of this threefold union, excuse me for just 1 minute. Sorry about that. Let me read that quote again for you. When Protestantism shall stretch her hand across the gulf to grasp the hand of the Roman power, when she shall reach across the abyss to clasp hands with spiritualism, and when under the influence of these threefold unions, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution. And of course, you see that happening right now. For you to read the whole of that quote, you'll find it in Testimonies, Volume 5, page 451. All right, so let's continue the article that we started yesterday. A Radical Right-Wing Dream to Rewrite the Constitution is Close to Coming True, Part 2. Florida passed a resolution calling for a convention to consider a balanced budget amendment in 2010. Now, of course, a convention, what they're talking about now is a constitutional convention, all right? Over the decade, 21 other states joined that same thought, wanting to have a constitutional convention because they wanted to change the convention. And of course, they didn't want to make it better. They wanted to make it more restrictive. Most counts place the total number of states with an active resolution at 28. With Robert Nielsen, a conservative constitutional scholar who supports the idea of calling a convention, considers 27 of the petitions valid. So now you already have 28 states calling for a constitutional convention. And what is it they want to do? They want to change the convention. They want to change the constitution. They want to rewrite it. Now they have a simple objective, that is to turn the United States of America into a Christian nation. That might sound really beautiful to start with. The question has got to be, what kind of Christianity are they talking about? Continuing the article, it says this. The balanced budget amendment resolutions are still the closest to making a convention a reality, but unable to clearly get over the hump. Proponents of the balanced budget amendment last year proposed a different strategy, to sue Congress, which has the discretion to determine when the Article 5 threshold has been met and force its hand. Walker, the former Wisconsin governor, laid out that plan during the ALC annual meeting last Tuesday. At conservatives once again railed against extra-constitutional abuses of power related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The theory rests on the fact that, in addition to the states that have active balanced budget amendment resolutions on the books, six states have passed calls for a plenary convention to consider general changes to the document. So now, even though some states already have a balanced budget amendment on their books, the majority of the 28 states are still pretending that this is what they want to do. Now, you and I both know that that is not what their real objective is, but they figure that that might bring everybody together. Because who wouldn't want to have a balanced budget amendment? Continuing. The plenary convention calls are not new and are largely, if not entirely, unrelated to the balanced budget amendment petitions. New York's, for instance, dates into 1789 before the ratification of the Bill of Rights. Nevertheless, conservative legal scholars like Nielsen have argued that by law, they are likely valid when combined with the balanced budget amendment resolutions. That doesn't mean that Nielsen thinks Walker's plan will work. Asked if he thought a legal order against Congress would succeed, he answered with a flat no, hesitant to project when a convention call might actually reach the necessary threshold. Nielsen guessed that any legitimate push is at least a few elections away. Now, this is, and one of the reasons why I'm sharing this with you, because you notice that the Senate, predominantly Republican there, have been ignoring the Constitution. They ignored the Constitution with regard to the last election. They claimed that the election was a fraud. They did everything they knew how to do to turn it back. And they still consist in trying to make changes so that the electorals in each of the states could be changed and manipulated. In other words, they're going after the totality of the Constitution of the United States of America. And we've been warned of this. And of course, the things that they say they are going to do are only intended to bring people together. The truth of the matter is, they have a much darker agenda. Continuing, Common Cause and other groups have, over the last few years, focused their efforts on persuading states with bystanding convention resolutions to rescind them. With some success, Colorado's state legislature in April voted to rescind all of the previous convention's resolutions its General Assembly had passed. Colorado's move could be a striking blow to the movement to call a convention of the states. Now, combining the balanced budget amendment and plenary resolutions doesn't add up to the necessary 34. So in other words, they're looking for 34. And the minute they hit 34, they're going to be able to do this. They need to have 34 states out of 50 in order for them to have a constitutional amendment. And when that constitutional amendment is called, they can change anything they want to change. Nothing is kept away from the 34 states changing the entire of the Constitution of the United States of America. Still, that Walker and other conservatives may even be willing to try the legal route has aroused concern among convention opponents. They know their agenda is unpopular. said one of the leaders. So they have to find a different way to push their agenda without getting legislators or voters to care about it. In the Balanced Budget Amendment Convention is the closest one to fruition. It's the group that appears to have the most momentum, and money is behind it. Meckler joined and launched the Convention of States project in 2014 under the umbrella of another group he formed after splitting with the Tea Party Patriots, the organization he co-founded to help foment protest in the early days of that movement. Meckler proposed does not limit the ideal convention to a single idea, like term limits, another popular focal point for convention advocate, or does not limit it to a balanced budget amendment. Rather, it broadens the scope of the gathering to include any amendment that will impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, limited the power and jurisdiction of the federal government. Give me a moment again, please. Thank you. Continuing, the effort quickly gained steam. Georgia, Alaska, and Florida passed convention of state proposals in 2014, and five other states, Alabama, Indiana, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Tennessee, followed over the next 2 years. So notice these states, they're all moving in the same direction. They have the same plan. They want to have a constitutional convention in which they are planning to change much of the Constitution as it stands. I don't know if you have been, come across this before, but this is going to be a serious moment. And if it is allowed to take place, the laws that are going to be put in place are going to be serious laws. They will include all kinds of socialist behavior that we have not seen in this country. Remember why the United States of America was started in the first place. People came here because they wanted freedom of religion. They wanted freedom of conscience, liberty of conscience. They wanted the right to think and do as their minds told them to. Ever since that, there has been this group of individuals who have wanted to include God in the Constitution and to stifle behavior and limit behavior based on a constitutional statement. In other words, what they want to do is change entirely the constitutional structure of the United States of America. And that is what they are aiming to do. And that is what we read in Testimonies Volume 5. And you and I need to understand that all of the things that you see happening now, the blockage of certain kinds of activity in the Congress and in the Senate, this is not accidental, and it surely is not just political in nature. It has a deep undergirding objective, a move to control the nation and to bring it to the place where they want it to be. The fact of the matter is, when you hear the news of how the past president was trying to see if he could get people to undermine the election that has just gone by and rewrite the results of that election, regardless of how many people voted in the way that they voted, this is one of the steps that they wanted to be able to control. They want to be able to say who won the election, not based on who voted, not based on how many votes there were, but they need to be able to control that state by state. This is serious, because you and I need to understand that this is coming to a place where there's one part of that constitution that they want to change, desperately want to change. They want to remove the concept of liberty of conscience. They want to tell you how to worship and when to worship. And for those of us who have been looking at this for many, many years, this is not just going to be about a day of worship, but actually it is going to be about a way of worship. There are some informations that I'd like to share with you at some point in the future where the Jesuits have come up with an amazing plan. They have actually said, and I'll give you the documentation of this later on, they have actually said that it's all right for you to keep the name of your church. It is all right for you to worship in the geographical location that you're worshiping in. But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to give credence and allegiance to the Pope, who is Christ's representative on earth. Now that is one of the directions in which they're heading. And you and I need to understand that they're planning not just to do this through persecution, but they're hoping to be able to do it through a shift in the Constitution. Let me read a couple more paragraphs for you, because it's quite, as I said before, a long article. The Convention of States Project source of funding is opaque, but its parent organization received more than $12 million from groups linked to the brothers Charles and David Koch and other major conservative donors between 2010 and 2018, according to IRS filings, reported by the Center for Media and Democracy and Splinter. The Mercy family, which through its foundation has showered tens of millions of dollars on right-wing causes over the last decade, has donated at least $500,000 to the group. ALEC, the Koch-funded membership of organization of business-friendly and government-skeptical conservative state lawmakers, is among the biggest proponents of a new convention. It has pushed model legislation calling for a balanced budget amendment convention for more than a decade, and in 2015 produced a model bill along with lines of what McCurg's group prefers. Freedom Works, another corporate-backed right-wing group, has helped foment the original Tea Party protests. Now, notice that all of these people are filled with money, and of course, we have not yet dealt with how they get their money, but they're pushing this agenda. They're pushing it very, very seriously. And that particular convention, if it does occur, is going to change the world that the United States of America works in. Perhaps we should mention at this point Revelation chapter 13 and verse 11, which gives us a shift in what America is. Remember, verse 11 says that there is this beast that comes up out of the earth that has two horns like a lamb, but ultimately will begin to speak as a dragon. All of this is a fulfillment of that verse. And you and I need to understand the seriousness of the matter. And not only is America planning to speak like a dragon in the nation, but in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, it says that America will cause the entire world to worship the first beast. That first beast, of course, will be the papacy. So today I'm again introducing to you the upcoming constitutional convention that is being pushed by those in power. They're doing this kind of secretly, though. They don't want you to know until it's there. And for those of you who know, those who are, they call themselves evangelicals, they're telling them that the motivation is that what they want to do is they want to have a balanced budget amendment. They want to get rid of sexuality in the schools. They want to get rid of same-sex marriage and homosexuality of any sort. And of course, all of these church people will agree with that and embrace that. What they do not know is the agenda is much deeper than that. The plan is much more inclusive than that. Their entire social lives will be governed thereby. And there will be one group of people, those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus, who will ultimately be attacked and persecuted again because they are embracers of the truth of God. Today I want to encourage you to get ready. You need to understand the circumstances in which we live. And all of the things that we see happening around us, they are not happening by accident. Satan is doing his best to see if he could drive an agenda so that people will become upset and think that the reason why these things are happening, it is because of those of us who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. I want to encourage you again today. Spend some time reading God's word. Spend some time on your knees, asking God for the kind of guidance that only He can give. Fill your heart with an understanding of truth so that you might walk according to His will and be protected from all the evil that is to come. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you give. We thank you for how you have embraced us and shown us the truth. We ask, Lord, that you would fill us with understanding so that our lives might reflect your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, September the 22nd, 2021.